Hi.
Hi,
welcome to
welcome
Three
to Three
Queens.
Queens.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yanni, you got your gold peak and a champagne flute today.
Oh, girl.
Go
ahead, you fancy.
Try to get it together.
So, what am I drinking today? Oh, I am drinking Stella Rosa Platinum.
Oh, okay.
Here's to the Stella.
I got a 2018 Chardonnay. It's really good. Yeah.
Was that one of the wines that you got?
So we went to the wine tasting. That was not one of the wines I got. I got like eight bottles. Like, what
girl,
was I doing?
Like, I thought you was about to bust out a bottle.
When I checked my card, I was like, I bought that. When did I buy that? Wait a minute. Bank of America, you should have told them. Now, this ain't what she usually do.
I'm telling you, Wells Fargo would have been like, decline. I would have been like, wait, I know I got money.
Bank of America would be like, oh, we having a good time. Okay. Swipe them visas.
Yeah, Wells Fargo would be like, they made her usual purchases.
Exactly.
Decline. Have you all embarrassed in the store?
Will, even if you're trying to purchase something for a dollar, they'd be like, decline.
Yep.
Exactly.
Like, she don't usually shop there.
Why are you declining for $1?
Right. All up in Walmart looking embarrassed. Like,
decline.
Shop here, but dang, let me get me a Walmart item.
You get that little text on your phone and you'd be like, oh, excuse me, let me step out of line for a second.
Let me call my bank real quick. Oh, my gosh. This is very much a sidebar, but my bank had me all up embarrassed in Miami with my sister on her bachelorette weekend. Act like I was broke.
I was in the liquor store. How about three of y'all who had Wells Fargo got declined? Yep.
I was in the liquor store. We trying to turn up buying liquor, and my bank was like, decline. I said, hold up. I just got paid, sir. I know I just got paid. Like, let me call.
What are we doing?
He was like, I got you, girl. It's okay. I'm like, nah, I'm paying for this. Wells Fargo ain't going to do me on vacation. Like,
you see how we doing?
We went to the drag brunch. People got declined there too. Yep. At Wells Fargo.
That's at Wells Fargo. They don't play
Bank
any game.
Bank of America was like, oh, we out here. We in these streets, huh?
No.
We in the streets.
Wells Fargo, yes. Your mama like, nah, you know that ain't.
Wells Fargo plays no games with nobody money.
They be like, none. You ain't about to use this FDI insurance. Like, calm down.
No, but I will tell you, when it's something fraudulent, Bank of America, they will send that little, this is fraudulent. I know this ain't you, so I'm just going to go ahead and block it, okay?
They will. They have done that because they did that on my credit card before. Like, what is this weird web page? And they blocked that right away.
Yep, they blocked it right away.
They will. Yeah.
So I got a couple
of like super, super duper sidebars today.
Right. We had a quick. We ain't seen each other. I feel like we just talked last week, but it feels like we haven't seen each other in forever.
We haven't seen each other since we had the crab boil at Yanni's house.
Oh, so that's probably why it feels like that. That's definitely why it feels like that. Well, good thing.
We saw each other last week.
I know. It ain't the same. You ain't in the presence of your sisters. It don't be feeling the same.
It feels weird. It feels weird.
But we will be together next Saturday for our live event. So we'll get to hug
Three
and all that.
Queens
stuff.
Is going live next Saturday. Yes. So you guys are gonna get to chime in, ask questions, so that way, like, we can answer them live.
Yeah.
It's gonna be live.
Come in, have stuff,
be lit. About
all right. We might not be drinking wine because it's a Saturday.
What?
But.
Who are you talking to? Ebony.
I'm going to be drinking gold peaks. Y'all already know that, so it don't matter to me.
If you guys have questions that you want us to talk about prior, go on and put it in our inbox, and we will have them ready for y'all on Saturday.
I need to pull out these bottles. We drinking wine on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, you do got like 50 million bottles. Bottles on
no,
bottles.
Like eight. That's like eight. Not 50 million. Eight. Nice round number, you know.
Oh, gosh.
So, the hot topic.
No judgment
today.
Shall be passed over here, okay? Because I deserved.
I'm not judging you. If I would have probably been there, I would have got like six bottles, maybe seven.
Okay, no judgment.
We're judgment-free zone. Judgment-free zone.
So today, the topic at hand is children getting on our nerves, getting on the damn nerves. Mm-hmm. I'll start. Because my child is sitting right here.
Ooh.
Okay. You know, these kids stay at home all day. I'm not going to say which child, because I have two children. I'm not going to say which child. But the children are at home all day. I am so grateful that they are going back to campus. Go. So that you can get your little funky armpits in the shower. Why kids don't want to take a shower? It drives me crazy. Wash your armpits. Wash them. Wash your butt. Clean it. Yeah. Soap. Water. You just have to dry off. You can like towel dry. Chill. Towel dry in there. And then you can put some Hexaderm on your skin so you're nice and moisturized. But you won't be
cold. Butter don't hurt nobody.
They like armpits. I don't say which child.
They like little piggies. You know, little piggies like to roll in the dirt. Like, that's how they like to be.
But like, if you move around and you get a whiff, you're just going to keep smelling like that?
I tell mine all the time. You smell a little stuff before I do, but you want me to tell you you smell. Like, that's a problem. And I don't do smell. Everybody know I don't do smell.
I get to the point now when I get home. The showers happen in the evening now for some odd reason. You're gonna be funky all day, but you want to take a shower in the evening
because so you coming home.
Now
that's
I get
why.
To the point where before I give a hug, you stink. You got stinky armpits? Okay, come get in the club. Or go get in the shower. Go.
Can't even hug their mama. Stink. Can't even hug their mama. Supposed to love them better or worse.
I still love them so very much. They are the world to me, but they armpits stink.
So I'm going to go next. Y'all know what's getting on my nerves? I'm fencing to.
You fencing to.
Oh my gosh. I hate it. It hurts
my
ears.
Wait. That's what getting on your nerves? Them saying
that. That's getting on my too. Damn
why
nerves.
Why you can't just say, okay.
Okay.
One
yeah.
minute.
I'm fencing.
2 seconds.
I don't even know where that came from.
What is fencing to? How do you even spell that?
I don't even know where that came from.
That's getting on my damn nerves. Fencing to. Like, is that a dictionary? Did you just make that up? Like,
what does
the fence
have to do with you doing what I said? Where did that come from? Fencing. Fencing, like with the swords? Like, come on.
Like, literally.
And okay, I'm got another one.
I'm the person to get it done. Like, get it done. And fencing too, that means you're not about to do it. So, I'm really about to put my
they
hands
on you. They fenced and do it.
Okay. So, y'all already know you finna get your ass whooped. Like, that's really I don't know what fencing too is. Like, I don't know what that is.
But I can tell you what you finna do. You finna catch these hands.
Oh, my kids have this thing. It drives me crazy. Now, I don't mind people who stutter. I understand it's a real thing that people go through. My kids.
Slow down when you're talking.
My kids have this thing where I don't know if they be trying to lie. You trying to think of something. I don't know what you. I think my little one does it because the older one does it. But the older one, I don't know why he does it, because he be all stuttering and stuff. Stutter, you don't have a stutter. You don't have that. You ain't going through
you
those issues.
Impediment.
Right. You ain't going through those issues. So why are you stuttering?
I got a problem with people that stutter, because when you stutter, I be thinking you lying already. So I'm like,
And I'm like, because I know,
people stutter, I feel like telling them, slow down.
What you're trying to tell
that's
me.
What I do say.
Yeah, like get it together, get your life real quick, because I think you're trying to lie to me. So
yeah, that's what I tell them. I'm like, look, think about what you want to say and then tell me. But like,
circle back.
Oh my gosh, it irritates me so much. I'm like, sir, you don't have a stutter. You don't have one. And you making her do it because you do it. Stop it. Cut it out. Like, oh my gosh, it frustrates me so much. I'll be like, come back, think about it, come back.
Okay, I got another one. Man, the snacks.
Ooh, the snacks
in the house. Okay, so when you buy a box, and I'm gonna get very specific, when you buy a box of oatmeal cream pies and you put them in the cabinet, and then you go eat dinner, like, oh, let me get a little something sweet. The whole box is gone.
Yep.
The whole box is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Where they at?
I don't never taste the snacks I buy. I'll never taste them. I don't know what they whole taste box. Like.
Whole box. Yeah, I was like, that don't work. Because I have to buy their snacks and then I buy my snacks.
Yeah. I won't snack.
Yeah, I won't get what I buy. I'm on a whole different trend than they are for the last 2 years. So they don't really want my snacks because, oh, yours is organic? Is this healthy? Oh yeah. So now you want, and now that they starting to like my snacks, oh, I really got to hide mine.
Oh, girl.
Right. But it's like all the snacks, like, why are they always just gone so quickly? Like, you don't have to pour them in your mouth as soon as they come out of the grocery bag.
Like you don't buy snacks. That's what they eat them like they in prison and somebody gonna jack their snacks.
They act like they in prison. Let me fill my cheeks up like a chipmunk so I could save this for later.
Yes, or cereal. Cereal is another one. Like, I literally have to buy milk and cereal every time I go to the store. That's how fast these kids eat cereal. And then I'll buy all the favorite cereals that they want, all the ones that they love. And then I'll buy one that I like. Why my cereal gone?
Granola.
Y'all got six boxes of cereals that you love. I got one. Why you had to eat my one box of cereal that I like? Like, I don't get it.
Y'all brother, he buys granola for his, he likes granola in his yogurt. Mm-hmm. And he buys expensive granola. It's like $7.
That would be me.
Do you know that our children ate the granola as if it were cereal? A whole bowl. They ate it as if it was cereal and it was just gone. And then he was like, didn't I just buy granola? But y'all got, just like you, Ebony, six boxes of cereal down below, but you want to eat the $7 granola.
Yep, that's why I hide mine.
I know
you can't have no granola, you can't have nothing.
I have a peanut gallery back here laughing because they know it's true.
I have never tasted my leftovers after I bring them home. I'll be bringing some good stuff home. I'll be like, oh, I want to eat that later. That's going to be good. And I ain't never tasted it because it'd be gone. It just be vanishing. I'd be like, so y'all just going to eat the leftovers? No, exactly. But they might. I went to the restaurant and I paid Benihana's $500. I want to eat these $500. Like, can I eat these leftovers? Like, why? They be like, on it.
I give my kids the leftovers. I'm like, oh, you want? I know. I think you would like this. You want to taste this? So they,
I bought them stuff, and they still eat my leftovers. Like, oh, just pack that to go, and they still eat. They stuff in my stuff.
How about you spend $25 on a Compton Vegan truck? So I got the shrimp and stuff.
Wait a minute! Shout out Compton Vegan. I went to high school with him. You are doing such a good job. Shameless plug, Mel.
Man. Food was bomb. So I didn't eat all my food. So I go put my little stuff in the microwave and stuff. So I go back in there like 3 hours later, put my stuff in the microwave. I come back. Oh, them shrimp was bomb. Oh, you ate my shrimp? Oh. And I said, oh, by the way, that was vegan. Oh, them shrimp was good. They taste like real shrimp.
Wait, let me tell you something that's kind of similar to that, Yanni. She don't watch YouTube, so I'm gonna talk about her, but whatever. My mother-in-law, my husband got two burritos, okay, from King Taco. He loves King Taco. He gets his burritos a specific way, and he always buys two because we don't live near King Taco. Mm-hmm. So he ate his burrito, and he put one in her refrigerator while we were, you know, hanging out over there one day. And then she came in the room. She was like, oh, that was just nasty. It wasn't even good. And he was like, what are you talking about? What wasn't good? That burrito you had in there, I threw it away. You gonna eat my burrito. You gonna say it's nasty, and then you gonna throw it away.
Dang, I'll be mad.
Hello, mother-in-law.
Don't comment on the food that you ain't supposed to be eating because it's my food. Don't comment. If
that's man, but it wasn't good, even yours to begin with.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
That it was nasty.
Man. Ate my whole food. I mean, like, I was, you know how you ate so, you engorged because you was like, oh, it was so good. And you know you going back for it.
Yeah.
You like these little crumb snatchers, then
you think you're going back for it.
And that's the leftovers I'm talking about. Not the ones that, them Denny's leftovers. I'm talking about the ones that was bomb that you was like, this is gonna be good later. I can't wait to eat this later. And then they be cool like, okay. Dang.
I have another irritation, you know, for my dear children. So we all like to eat dinner, and we eat our meals at the dining room table together. Mm. Girl, why it be 19 cups on the table when it's only four of us? Ooh,
that is a pet peeve.
But the cups have like juice in each of them.
Yep.
Oh nah. No, I can't do it.
And then the water bottles.
Oh no, baby.
Water bottles under the bed, under the couch, on the rug.
Let me tell you, son, I am gonna put you on blast, child. Okay. One time I saw, you know, like water bottle under his bed, and I was like, what the heck? And then I was like, okay, let's clean under this bed. You can't be having like snacks and trash and stuff in here because like we live in a house. You were rodents and stuff. No, you gotta clean this up. How many bottles was under that bed? Take a while. 25.
Yeah. Look, 25.
A lot. 32. It was like, ooh, a case.
Ooh. Yeah. It's a boy.
Some of them were empty. Some of them were half full. Some of them had a corner in them. Some of them were crushed. Some of them were whole. I got so mad. Don't take anything in your room. You want water, you drink it at the sink.
Yeah.
You drink at the sink. You don't take nothing in the room.
That's what I tell them now. I tell them you can't eat snacks. You can't drink water.
Who has that water table under the bed? Like, what are you trying to do? Are you going to recycle? Like, what do you
mean? It's a boy thing. It's a boy thing. I get lazy. I get sidetracked. Oh, the game was on. I was playing the game. It's a boy thing.
Yeah,
it's a boy thing.
Drink your water at the sink.
Right. Look, drink it right there.
Nowhere else. Stand up and drink.
Drink your water. Leave that water bottle on the table. That cups on the table thing is my pet peeve. When we was in Big Bear, all them kids had all them cups. That was driving me crazy. I can't do the cup thing.
It was cups everywhere.
I was like, that's why I was like, we need to get a Sharpie and put their name on it. I can't stand cups all over the place. That is a pet
peeve. I threw all the cups away.
And then Ebony telling me, she said, Yanni, don't buy these big water bottles no more. Next year, we buy these small ones. Buy
small ones. You get a gulp of water. That's all you wanted anyway. You getting this gulp, and that's it.
They don't never finish the bottle.
Never. Ever.
I was cleaning up, pouring about all the bottle out and just throwing the bottles in the trash.
Right. Like, you know how much water and juice we wasted of cups just laying around? Because now they came back to it. They forgot if that was their cup or someone else's.
When I came in the house today from work, walked past the dining room table, and I took four glasses and a bottle of water off the table. Come on, guys. Today.
So my last pet peeve is when they think you ain't paying attention, they do this under their breath.
Oh, who be doing stuff under their breath? You can get the chancla.
Man. Boom. I'm good at throwing it too. My kids know I'm good at that. And
you better do it where I can't see you.
Oh, and they trying to go around the corner and do the I get the shoe. My shoe make it around the corner.
It's like a boomerang.
Yeah, I'm good at throwing the shoe. Don't get to throwing that little under your breath. We want to talk. I'm right here. You better say it right here.
You better say it in your head. Have a conversation in your head.
You better say it in your head, not out loud. Right, word out. That mumbling get you. That get you caught.
And I've think it's not even like an annoyance thing. It's not even that it's annoying. It's something to deal with. But after you come home from work and you work, like I work 10-hour days. So when I come home from work and I walk right in the door, and it's more my baby girl than the older one, but it's just everything that happened in her 8 years of life, she about to tell me as soon as I walk through that door. And I be like, baby, like I want to hear everything you gotta say, but
give me 5 minutes.
Right, give me a moment. Let me process my 10-hour day that was here. Let me sit down.
My baby is walking away now because she knows that's the exact same thing she do.
Like, let me wash off.
I really love her, and I want her to tell me everything about her right. day. But yeah,
you know what? I'm
going to go back to her. I circle back, and I'm like, okay, now tell me what happened.
Just give me a second.
I'm going to be honest. I think that is a girl's thing. That is a girl thing. The guys, you know, our sons let us rest for a second, but our girls, as soon as they see you, they be like, oh, mom, let me tell you.
Yes.
And my friend and mom is like the... They have to your undivided attention, like right now. As soon as I see you, I have to tell you what's been going in my day, everything right here, right now. I gotta give it to you. I gotta give it to you.
I think it's kind of cute, though. I think it's kind of cute. Yes. But some days it's like, okay, let me regroup.
Yeah, I gotta digress for 5 minutes, and I'm
it's cute, though.
You're gonna get my whole
thing. I think it's adorable, and I don't have a problem with her. I want to have that relationship where you feel that you can tell
me
everything. It's just that when you just walk in the door, you still got work energy on you. I need to shake this work energy off.
Yeah.
I got to shake all of that off.
Let me take this cardigan or this blazer off, and let me take
this badge off. Let me take these shoes.
I have a little aggression. Boom. Yeah.
And I'm still holding on to what that girl told me before I walked out the office. Let me shake her off, and then we can talk. Because I don't want to give you that energy. That's all I'm saying. Just
you don't deserve it, baby girl. You don't deserve it.
Right. And when I was a kid, and I'm pretty sure, I'm probably 100% sure that I did this to my mama. And she always used to, my mama used to go in the room and close her door for 20 minutes. Yeah, I don't close my door, but she used to go in her room and close her door for 20 minutes. And I never understood that because I used to be like, you know, why are you walking in the house closing your door? Now, having my own little girl, I realize you just need them 20 minutes or 10 minutes, whatever, to just, okay, let me focus. Let me give you the best of me. I need a woosah for a second so I give you the best of me. Like, but man, and it's not even an irritation. It's just it's something.
It's just a moment. A moment. That's it.
Something. I learned how to put myself on timeout. I'd be like, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, I'm on timeout. You on timeout? I'm on timeout. Timeout. Yeah. I learned how.
You know what the thing is, Pembe, this is not all kids, some kids. I hate the talking back after you said what you said. That annoys.
Who kids do that?
My kids don't. Well, you know what? Aaron doesn't do it as a disrespectful, but he'll always have a rebuttal. He'll always have a rebuttal. Like, if I say, look, Aaron, can you do blase, blase? Can you take out the trash? Well, mom, I just took out the trash. Can I take it out in the morning? No, can you take it out right now? Because I don't want to stay overnight. But it's dark outside. Like that, like you're like, okay, I said
he's just trying to stay his point.
Right.
And I'm like, I said
what I said.
Oh no,
stop trying to give me the butts.
Oh no, I got that one that feel like, oh, I'm at this stage now and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself.
Yeah.
So now you get that pop. So I'm feeling myself too. So
she's older. So she's telling herself a little bit. So she a little older. She probably got this mindset where, oh, I'm about to be grown. And I don't know why kids think when they about to be grown, it's something about to happen, something magical. They about to have it together.
They about to be upset because being an adult is trash.
I be thinking like, first of all, you about to be doing the same thing you've been doing
until you send her.
Right.
Look, you be like, I can tell us, okay, you you want to pay some bills, you want to be out and on your own, it's going to come.
Fact no, it's not some bills, okay?
All the bills. And it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, first of all, they be thinking, they be like, oh, when I turn 18, when you turn 18, what, you still going to be, you're
still
going
to be right here.
You moving out when you turn 18, because if you're not moving out when you turn 18, you're going to be doing the same thing you've been doing, respecting my house. So what you think about to happen at 18? That's magical. Where the magic coming from?
Can I tell you that at 36, sometimes I still call my mom. I'm like, mommy, can I do this, this and that? She's like, okay, baby.
Yeah.
36, a whole wife, a whole mother, with a whole family. I still call my mom.
I told my mom one time for advice, for stuff. You know, our moms have lived life. They got some wisdom. So I call her for that wisdom.
I don't know. Like I tell mine, you know, every parent their child different. Mm-hmm. And at certain things, and you know, at certain stages in your life, you go through stuff. And so with her, it's like, you know, some of her friends are, their parents are their friends. I'm not her friend, I'm her parent. So it's a difference in our relationship. So she wants to be the buddy, but we're not buddies. Oh, I'm your man. So it's a totally different ballgame.
Can't be buddies now. Wait till you hit your 30s. That's why I said
when you get in the 30s, then yeah.
Yeah, I told her, you know, once you out and on your own, our relationship's gonna change. But right now, it ain't happening.
That's a pet peeve of mine too. Little girls and mamas that be walking around, and it's not necessarily the child's fault. It's usually the parents' fault because you built that relationship. When they be walking around cussing and acting like they best friends, and then you find out that's their mama, I'm like, this ugly. I hate this. Yeah, this is an ugly situation because I'm thinking you her real friend and you her mama. You shouldn't be acting like her. Like, you shouldn't be
sometimes it works.
Y'all set an example for each other, or
sometimes it can work. That relationship can work being the friend, and sometimes that can totally backfire. So it goes two ways.
I don't know an instance where it worked.
I was about to say, I've never seen an instance where it worked.
At some point, you're gonna have to parent that child, like, no matter what they're doing, you just can't be their homegirl for everything.
And she's not going to respect you as her parent because you've been acting like her friend. So who are you to boss me now? You've been acting like the homegirl. Now you want to be my mama? Like, calm down. Like, how do I have that respect for you now? As though you've been acting like the homie. Like, don't be trying to lay the law now.
I think when
lay law.
Maybe I'm not saying it didn't work for me. I don't have that because I never went that route. I don't know. But I'm saying maybe it could work. But if you set that boundaries in the beginning of however you set it, like, we could be the homegirl, but I have boundaries somewhere in it. I don't know. I didn't choose to go that way. So I don't know how to
parent. Friendly and being like a homegirl. You can be friendly with your kids, have your little jokes or whatever. Yeah. But like being their friend, like, that's different. Being friendly and being a friend is two different things.
I'm talking about,
and I think that when you parent, that's how you set that boundary.
Yeah.
By having those friendly moments with your child. But no.
I'm talking about them relationships where it's like your 16-year-old is cussing in front of you or telling you who she's sleeping with.
Or drinking.
Or she smoke with you. You smoking with your child. No, those are the relationships that I'm talking about.
No. I'm not saying that. No,
I'm not talking about the ones that's
way beyond bounds. That's way out of bounds. Because
I've combined it. Even though my mom always told me, you know, she wasn't my friend, I confided in her when I was younger about everything, every situation, because she always had an open door policy.
Yeah,
as long as it was respectful, I could tell her anything in this world.
Open door is different because she's being friendly towards you. Right. For you to feel comfortable to come to her to say that, not y'all like twerking together.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I feel like I tell my kids, we have an open door. We do. Tell me anything because you better tell me before somebody else do. So
that's the same way I feel. You better tell me before somebody else tell me.
Yeah, so we all have the open door. I think we do. So in that case, yeah, but the twerking and drinking and getting high, hell no. Now with my kids, we ain't doing that. You better be way of age before we talk about drinking, high and going to a club together. No, ma'am, no, sir. You can't do none of that. No,
I don't want to go to no club with no kid. Like, we can't go to the same club. If you going, I don't want to go there.
They're going to be embarrassed. Y'all, right.
I don't even go to the club, so I don't think my kids going to see me in the club anyway, unless it's a real special
occasion. First of all, Yanni,
we're a pretty lit group. The three queens are pretty lit. I think these kids would be way too embarrassed to be
seen. I'm like, yeah.
Yo, first of all, Yanni, you didn't know, like, we already said you about to live your second life right now.
I am, like, you know, traveling. Clubs, drinking, right.
We live in our second lives right now. These kids is older. Like, it's a whole new world coming for you, Yanni.
I'm about to have two kids in college. Like, two. I'm like, wow.
Can you believe that?
No, that's what you think.
Like, they were just babies?
Yeah, right. I just was self-checking myself. I was like, wow, two? Like, dang, two? And then one in high school. Like, ooh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Mine are about to be high school.
Look,
yes. I was just saying that. I was just saying, like, dang, I'm about to have a whole high schooler. A whole high schooler. And he's so moody. Oh, that's another thing, the moodiness. Oh, I could live without it. It's moody. Oh my God.
You know what? My kids are moody. They're pretty chill.
I like that. I miss that part because I got some other kids around me. I'm like, you all right today? You gotta check the temperature.
Right. I'm like, you okay? What happened? Why
are
you?
If my kids are moody, then we gotta figure out something happened.
Yes.
There ain't no way you got this gonna be ass attitude for nothing.
Right.
What happened? Yeah. Let's take a step back and figure it out.
We gotta talk about this. Like, yeah.
No, yeah. Sometimes mine just wake up moody. Like, he ain't did nothing but open his eyes and he moody.
Like, man, like, this ain't it.
Right. Did the sun make you have a bad mood today? Like, what's going on? Like, that's one of them. But I know it's a phase. So yeah. He'll get over it.
He'll get over it.
I'll be like, you can't go with me with your moodiness. I don't know where you're going to go, but you got to
take it. It's phases of life. Trust me.
And I don't remember being this moody. Waking up moody.
All of our moms, if you guys watch this, I know my mom is gonna watch it. She comments on all the videos, by the way.
I love mama. She be giving nice little tidbits.
Was I moody, mom? I don't know.
I think I was pretty chill too. I don't remember being moody. Like,
I always kind of wanted to make it easy for my mom, so I just like chilled.
I was into everything. I was in every sport, always fighting something or somebody, boys, girls. It didn't matter because if you made me mad, yes, you can get it. So I was into everything.
We need to talk about this,
right?
I don't know.
You don't need to be fighting.
She was fighting everybody, and they mama if they made her mad.
If it was sports time, I was not fighting because I was not about to get kicked out of my sport. So you have to worry about me. And I was a good student. I was going to get my grades done because I had to play sports. So you did not have to worry about that either. I graduated early, so I must have been doing something right.
My mom never had to worry about my grades. She never had to worry about my grades.
Yeah,
I'm like, cheers to that. I didn't have problems in that area.
Cheers to good grades.
Cheers to the good grades.
Cheers to that. You have problems with
my son's grades are getting better.
Hey.
Oh, Jalen.
All right, Jalen. We talked about it. Look,
you bring them up. Some of them, you know, they take a little time to find their path. I can tell y'all with the
boys, you got to wait for that light bulb to come on.
Yeah, sometimes it just takes him a little bit longer.
No, he's still off, but you know, he's doing better.
They gotta find their own. They have to find their own path. It takes them a little bit longer.
No,
I think
he's just too chill. I think that's what it is. He's like chill, like the most chill. Like, okay, you don't have to. Are you asleep?
I would definitely say
I got an older one. The light bulb is like dim. Like, it's them.
Don't be doing my baby like that. Don't be doing him like that. Don't do him. He getting it together. He's finding his way. Guess what? Don't he pay the internet bill? Like, he get his stuff together. Leave my baby alone.
Look, he getting there. It took him a little while, but shoot, he like, just open to zigzag. I'm like, just go straight. And he like, this my
three,
path.
Three different That's kids.
His path. He got to take his path the way yeah, he I said it. That.
He can take He's my got path. It. He got to take his path. So yeah. whatever he path does. You choose is your way. Because I found my way. I didn't bump my head a couple of times. So yeah,
okay.
I'm pretty sure we all have bumped our head in different ways on different yeah. things that we could I was just watching a scene and said when this guy said, I would not tell my younger self not to do the wrong things that I did or make the mistakes I made because it doesn't you don't know where that would take you. Like exactly. would you still end up in this same place that you're in now? And I was yeah. thinking about that and I was like, I mean, I understand what he's saying logically, like everything you went through made you the person that you are right now. And if you don't go through those things, how are you going to still be the same person? But it's some things that I'm like, well, damn, I really wish.
I got a list in the notes of stuff that I would have told my guys.
I was just about to say that, T. I was, if I see a couple of people come, go left.
Right.
Go right. No.
I wish I could be right no. there like Emily. Nah, don't do that, girl. Mm-mm. You don't need that. Gone. Mm-mm. Like, I really wish, even though I get the logic, I am, you are who you My are because of what we went through. Mm-hmm. But hey,
oh, still. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Stop. Mm-hmm. Nope. Nope.
Right. No. That's not for you. That's not for you.
Yeah.
Keep walking. Don't even go there today because it ain't nothing there for you. Like some things just
and nothing never gonna be there, baby girl. Come on back over here.
Right.
Never change, ain't gonna never be right. Never. Right.
I really wish some certain things. I'm like, I could have lived without that experience. Exactly. I could
have. You know what? I have some of those experiences as well. I will still be as fabulous as I am exactly. had I not gone through that.
Right.
Look, into that.
Only God knows.
That didn't make me nothing but give me some gray hair and a few brows. Right.
Because I'm like, I don't know what lesson I learned. Maybe only God knows the lesson because I still don't know the lesson for some of these things. Like, what lesson was I supposed to learn?
Gave me somebody else's lesson. I don't think that one was for me.
Right.
But I learned it, but it wasn't for me.
Right. I tell myself that all the time. I say, God, what was the... Because everything you say, God took me through it for a lesson. Right. So what was the lesson I need to learn? Because what was the lesson? And some of the things I'd be like, ooh, I don't know. I didn't get it. I don't want to learn it again. Whatever it was,
some of those he meant for Stephanie and not Ebony. I really think he messed up a little bit, and he meant to send them to Stephanie.
He was moving too fast,
and he was like, he wrote Stephanie, he wrote Ebony, but he really meant Stephanie.
Yeah, so you say thank you and keep it pushing. All right, yeah, I got it. Whatever.
I ain't even gonna ask because I don't want you to. Give me another one of those lessons. All right,
that's why I said you say
right. Keep it pushing. Don't elaborate, God. I'm good. I'm good.
I got it. I understand.
Enough for me.
So about that thankfulness. Mm-hmm. Thankful. So we clear.
Thankful.
I got it, Lord. Thank you.
I think we had talked about this before because Greg and the men were talking about, he said that if he would have took another path, he don't even think that we would have even met if he wouldn't took another path. There were things that he had went through or decisions that he made or whatever in his life. And he was like, if I would have did this instead of that, we wouldn't even be here. I think we were at Yanni's house. He was like, Yanni's porch right now doing this. And I'm like, all right, sir.
Sometimes
he was going through a lot when we were talking about it. He did a whole bunch of stages when he was telling Ebony that he had a lot of paths he was going through. He was going through a lot.
But that don't mean throw Ebony in the mix and say we wouldn't have met.
Yeah, he's doing good for himself right now, though. He is. He's doing good for himself right now.
Mm-hmm. That's his sister talking right there. He been going through a lot. He good now, though.
He ain't even gonna watch this video. So why you gassing him up?
That's his sister. He was like, he was going through a lot, but he good now, though. He good.
He got it together.
You know, can't kick your brother while they down. You gotta lift them up. Lift our black men up.
That's right. Oh, Yanni, that's so nice.
You do gotta lift them up. We do have
I'm to, trying to tell them.
We do. So I think that we're at about an hour. So I think we're gonna call it Queens tonight.
So make sure y'all tune in Saturday.
Thanks for joining us, you guys. Make sure you tune into the live. Send your questions. We want to talk.
Yep, in the inbox at LA Black House TV on Instagram or YouTube. Let us know what you want to talk about, what you want to hear or discuss. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if you have time, subscribe. If you have time, go check out hexandderm.com, Yanni Cakes on Facebook or Instagram, and January25th.com. Thank you, guys.